The horrific act of Uyeko Sage. 76 total Davidians died during the horrific act in Mount Carmel, including 25 of them being children. With flames spreading quickly and engulfing the property, during mid-April, FBI agents, unconvinced, decided to put an end to Uyeko Sage. Later that night, around 12 p.m., several fires fiercely broke out around the compound, with several Branch Davidians barricading inside the church. The FBI agents approved a plan on spot to fire CS gas, a form of tear gas, into the Mount Carmel compound. Soon after the attack came to an end, gunfire was heard inside the burning church. David Koresh, the leader of the Branch Davidians, well known as a prophet. Although Koresh's people saw him as even a little closer to God than a prophet, Koresh was encouraging the use of guns and preaching an everlasting increasing brand of apocalyptic provency. Koresh's followers said Koresh constantly told them the end of the world was indeed coming. They were the chosen people to survive because David was a son of the God. With Koresh being the leader of the Branch Davidians, he causes many suspicions rising from the Mount Carmel compound. Koresh threatened violence against those who would attack him and his family, but asserted that the Davidians weren't planning anything. Mid-April, after religious scholars reached out to Koresh through a radio, Koresh sent a message through his lawyer announcing that he had received word from God and was writing his message on the seven seals, and that he and his followers will come out when he is finished. Uyeko Sage began in the early 1990s, starting in 1993 from February 28th, lasting 51 long dreading days, ending April 19th. Taking place about 2 miles outside the city of Uyeko, on a dry and warm headquarters at Mount Carmel Center Ranch in the community of Axtell, Texas. With the FBI being convinced that the Branch Davidians were violating federal firearms regulations, were illegally converting semi-automatic guns into automatic weapons, and even sexually assaulted many young girls, some even the age of 14. A few hours after the tear gas was launched, fire spread throughout the compound. More than 70 people, including children, died. Many died from smoke inhalation. Something that was not acknowledged, though, until 1999 was that the government fired only 3 tear gas launches, and was later to find out that the fires were set by Branch Davidians. Although the FBI came in and raided the Branch Davidians compound, no legal actions were taken towards the FBI. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Madison Harding.